Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? Welcome to the first episode of Simple Tafsir. In this episode, we'll be going over Surah Al-Fatiha, so let's get right to it. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. The surah aims to divert one's full focus on Allah, making worship for Him alone. Surah Al-Fatiha is called the opening because it is the first surah of the Qur'an. In Arabic, it is known as Ummul Qur'an, the foundation of the Qur'an, because it contains all the Qur'anic themes, from the principles of faith and worship to stories of previous nations and other matters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is the greatest surah in the Qur'an. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin by calling on Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, the Merciful, and Ar-Rahim, the Compassionate. These names of Allah are derived from the Arabic word Rahmah, which means mercy, proving the greatness and vastness of His mercy and that His mercy surrounds everything and embraces all living beings. Every blessing is due to His mercy, and the believers receive the greatest mercy. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah with regards to His essence, attributes, and actions, because He is the creator of everything. Everything belongs to Him, and He is the disposer of their affairs, blessing individuals specifically and humans in general. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. These two names are derived from the word Rahmah, or mercy, indicating His mercy for creation, with the believers being the greatest recipients of it. Maliki yawmiddin. He is the master of the Day of Judgment, the day in which we will be brought back to life and repaid for what we have done. All of His creation will be held accountable for their actions and recompensed for them. On that day, Allah will ask, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To whom belongs the kingdom today? No one, no matter how high his status, will answer. And then Allah will reply Himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. To Allah, the One, the Overcomer. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We worship and obey none except You. We associate no one with You, and from You alone do we ask for help in all our affairs. All goodness is in Your hand, and there is no helper except You. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Show and facilitate for us the right way, the path of submission to You, which has no crookedness, and make us firm upon it. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. آمين. The same path as those of Your creation whom You have blessed with guidance, like the prophets, the truthful, martyrs, and the righteous ones. What good companions these people make. And keep us away from the path of those who earned Your anger, those who knew the truth but did not follow it. And keep us away from the path of those who lost their way and were not guided, because they were neglectful in seeking the truth and being guided by it. This surah has so many points we can discuss, but I'd like to talk about the verse إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah mentions worship first, and worship refers to everything that Allah loves and is pleased with of actions and words, both outward and inward. And this is our ultimate purpose. We are created for this reason. But how do we fulfill this purpose? Is by seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by isti'ana. And seeking help refers to relying upon Allah when seeking to attain what is beneficial and ward off what is harmful, while trusting that one will attain it. And this is the means to fulfill our purpose. Some of the scholars say that the secret of the Quran is this verse, because in it we free ourselves from shirk. We're telling Allah that You alone do we worship, no one else. And at the same time, we disown any ability and power that we possess. turning our affairs over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and depending upon Him. And the reality of worship stems from extreme love and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worship is only accepted if it is done sincerely for the sake of Allah and in accordance to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the thing I want to draw your attention to is isti'ana, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, how present is isti'ana in our day-to-day activities, in our worship, on a conscious level? When we take up a task, do we consciously depend on Allah, ask for His assistance, or we just kind of go about the task without realizing it, without paying attention? The reality is that we need Allah's help all the time. When it comes to fulfilling our obligations, we need His help. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'adh, "Oh Mu'adh, I love you." You know, and this advice is coming from love for his companion. And he told him that don't forget to say at the end of every salah, "Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadat." That, oh Allah, help me to remember you and be grateful towards you, to do the righteous action. And we need his help when it comes to staying away from sin. How easy it is today to fall into sin. And we shouldn't think for a second that we have enough willpower, because willpower is limited. So we seek Allah's aid, keeping us away from sin. And we also need his help in regards to staying patient. Being patient in the face of all the trials and tribulations we face. Because if Allah helps us, then everything becomes easy. And for a person to really seek Allah's help, two things are essential: relying on Him, depending on Him, and trusting that it will happen. We might depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We might say that we depend on Him, but do we trust? When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, do we trust that Allah will give it to us? And there are different forms of seeking help from Allah. And Allah has directed us to some of them in the Quran. He told us to seek help by being patient, by practicing patience. Also to utilize prayer. Seek help through prayer. Dua is also a form of seeking help of Allah. And even saying Bismillah is a form of seeking help. Because if we say it consciously, then we're saying, I begin this action by the name of Allah, which includes all His name. So let's try to live in a more mindful manner, being more present, and remember that our relationship with Allah is not a one-way relationship. It's a two-way relationship. And the next time you're about to do a task, learn something new, or form an act of worship, remember, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, that there is no power, nothing can change, nothing can move except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His permission. So before we start a task, we remember this fact. And so we seek His assistance. We ask Allah to help us get through this task. And we depend upon Him and trust that it will happen. And then once we finish the task, we understand that it was by His mercy that we were able to finish it. And this brings about gratitude, that we're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for helping us and aiding us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst His sincere servants, those who worship Him alone and depend and rely upon Him, trust Him for all of their affairs. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.